Helen, thank you. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Helen Scales, and we're talking about lasers this week. We have in the studio with us Dr. Philip Hands and Professor Harry Coles. They're from Cambridge University's Engineering Department. And we also have Nick Lawrence. He co-founded Light Blue Optics. We're taking your science questions. If you have anything you'd like to ask, now is the time to send them in. Email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Lots of activity on Facebook, facebook.com/thenakedscientist, and also on Twitter, @NakedScientist. Let's kick off here, Harry. Jesse Chubb is wondering on our Facebook page, can all forms of radiation actually be focused to make a laser? So we're acquainted with light lasers that you can see, but what about other forms of radiation? We heard about one with Artemis there, X-rays, but is it possible with anything?
Most forms of electromagnetic radiation can be used to make some kind of laser source. In fact, the first laser ever made was actually called a maser. It was microwave amplification stimulated emission of radiation. So it worked in the infrared.
Could you, Nick, use other wavelengths with your technology if you needed to, for instance?
Yeah, absolutely. You could most easily extend it to use either infrared or ultraviolet. And because our current device actually uses a liquid crystal cell to modulate it, it's very closely related to the Cosmos idea. You just change the pitch of the liquid crystal cell to adapt it.
And would that work with yours then, Philip? You could tune your thing up so that even though you're currently using crystals that work with visible light, you could go into other regimes that we currently can't see if you needed to.
Yeah, well, the liquid crystal, the twist I was talking about earlier, that can be used to reflect light of any wavelength. In our particular system, we use organic dyes which emit and fluoresce in the visible spectrum. So you'd have to change the light-emitting component, but the liquid crystal part certainly would work for other wavelength regimes as well.
Helen.